Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, he went through a lot of different discourses before he got there. Think not what raiment you shall put on. Think not this, think not this, think not this, think not this. In other words, don't be careful about it. Don't let that weigh you down. Yes, you have to eat, have to put on clothes, need a place to live. He knows that. He knows all that, yes. But he goes on down and he said, but yes, this. He said, that's, people seek for that. But he said, but seek ye first. The kingdom of God and his righteousness. The kingdom is the reign, the rule, the dominion, the sphere of God. So how many of you're under rule everywhere you go? You can get on this highway up here, right in the county, what the deputies see you out there, and they have a rule over you to stop you if you're speeding. There's rule everywhere. There's governmental rule. The father's the head of the house, supposed to be, right? Rule is not anything to be afraid of. Rule is a great responsibility that helps and steers you and keeps you the way to go. That's what real rule is. You see what I'm saying? So God is, he reigns and rules. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. All these other things, all of them. This, that, and the other, on and on and on and on and on. So what God says to do is first seek the kingdom. When you wake up in the morning, you need to be talking to God. When you go through the day, talking to God. When you're talking to somebody else. And when you go to bed at night, say, God, Lord, if you were to come before in the morning, don't forget where we are. please don't forget where we are. And help us, Lord. So anyway, I live like that. I grew up like that. And I guess I had an advantage that some people don't have like that. Well, also, God says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, forsake ye not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is so much the more as we see the day approaching. So, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Does God forgive sins? Yes, he does. All sin tried to get hold of him. He experienced, but it was yet without sin. He never sinned one time. He was a human with God, all God and all human. He was all God and all man. That's what Jesus was. He's the only one who has never sinned. The only one. You see that? No. Sin is bad. Don't strive not to sin. I mean, believe that. Amen. So if we forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, we will sin willfully. First of all, by not being in the house of God. He said, be there. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Didn't he? Jesus said, upon this rock, when you look at it, the revelation of the Father, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that pastors and evangelists, for the perfecting, the completing of the saints. They're believers, they're Christians, they're saints. You start off as a believer. Then in time, you learn how to become a Christian. But a Christian is Christ-like, and you are married to God. You see that? And then you come on up into the Father. You do. So if I don't assemble myself together as a man, so he gave some apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists for the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting. They're believers and Christians are saints. Saints are the ones up in the Holy of Holies with God the Father. And saints are the one, when you look that up, hagios, hagnos, a lot of Greek words, the fathered ones. The fathered ones. One of the worst things can happen in your life, period. There are different fathers. There's a divine father. There's a spiritual father, a man of God that God would assign over you to help you. There are biological and domestic fathers. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Some people have jobs in business where their boss is like a father to them. Without a father, you're lacking a whole lot. And without knowing God the Father coming up in him, you won't ever have the whole thing. You can get to heaven, but you'll be lacking some things right there. So, well, don't be caught without having a father, right? I mean, if you are, pray the Lord. If your father and your mother forsake you, if your father and your mother forsake you, King David said, the Lord will take you up. If your father and your mother forsake you, God will take you up and introduce you to somebody who will help you, and God will help you most of all. He will. Amen. So this is what we need to know. God's purpose for you is not just a husband, a wife. That's not total fulfillment. Even though if it's a good marriage, it's a lot of fulfillment. Not just for you to have children, even though reproduction keeps people in the earth. Yes, it does. But you need to know God's mind. If you have children, does God want me to do it now? Am I ready for it? Is she ready for it? Are we both ready? Are we both capable of raising children? On and on and on and on. I knew that growing up, I did. But the main thing God wants for you is for you to be his sons and daughters. Not just children. A child's a child. A son, a daughter is more than that. Because he's a father. He's a father of the fatherless. A judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation.
Yes,
Psalm 68 verse 5.
Yes, sir.
He's a father of the fatherless. A judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation.
Yes,
God setteth. If you have on a ring, a diamond, that diamond is set in that ring right there. It's not going anywhere, right? Unless somebody didn't put it together right. So there it is. So father of the fatherless, the judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. In other words, he'll help the widows. He'll help the fatherless. God setteth the solitary in families. Solitary are those who can be properly united with him. You can't really be part of a family if you're not properly united with them. You can't be. You understand what I'm saying? So what does he do? If I can really become his, he'll set me in a family. Like a diamond in a ring, I'll stay there. Different families. The divine family in heaven, the spiritual ministry church family in the earth, domestic family, biological families. Even if you work for somebody like myself a while ago, if you really are committed to them, they are to you. They almost can be like a father in ways that helps raise you up and shows you how to do that work.
Yes,
it's just the way it works.
Yes, sir.
It's the way it works. So everywhere you go, there's supervision. You go to school, they're teaching people, but then they have a superintendent. They have also a principal, different department heads. It's just the way it works.
Yes,
it works. God works in order. Works in sections. And you can't really get who God is. You take five straws. One straw, two straws, three, four, five. And you take and line them up on each other as long as they're perfectly lined up. When you pour something in the top straw, it will go all the way down through the second, third, fourth, fifth, all the way down. But if one straw gets out of alignment, it won't do. It'll splatter everywhere.
Yes, sir.
If we're out of alignment, God can't completely flow from heaven down to and through us in the earth. How many see that? Just the way it works. You know, he comes up with all this. He's a government man. So God built the church. First apostle, second prophet, third teacher, after that pastor, then evangelist, in that order. The church started in the New Testament, not with pastors, not with evangelists, with apostles. Then prophets were added. Then teachers, Doma teachers, teachers. Then God put men with groups of people like a pastor, like that, and then evangelists to go get people in, bring them in, and help get them in God. Hopefully get saved. So that's what he does. His name is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. There shall be an uttermost. So God comes from heaven, and he comes one, two, three, four, fine, here he is. Then when we find God down here, then he says, I don't want you to stay on that level. Now I want you to come up. Then we have to come up, 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 up. God had a digression for a progression. In other words, he came and digressed himself in ways, finally, into the flesh of a human. Come on.
Yes, sir.
And now he says, okay. Jesus said, look, he said the destination of the relationship is not just me. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have anything. Thank God for Jesus. How many love Jesus? The best you know how. The best you know how. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Let me come into ministry. I appreciate it so much. I really do. So God comes from heaven. And he comes one, two, three, four, five. Here he is. His name is called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, down through there. Then on the earth, he has to take us and we have to come up. Think about a little child. Well, if they stay like that, you'll be, well, what are they going to do? Then you have to come up and be schooled on. Until one day, they find their, am I supposed to be with somebody? What kind of job am I supposed to have? Am I supposed to be in business? What do I do? That's just part of it. You see how you have to come up?
Yes.
Have to pay bills, have to have a car, a house, or somewhere to live. On and on. Have to eat, pay the power bill. I mean, dear God, have mercy. Did you know right now, money's coming out of your pocket all the time because the clock's running. the electric meter's running all the time. We're running. So, and anyway, that's what God does. Well, hallelujah. I'm not stopping at the bottom. I want to ascend up into God all the way. All the way. The descension for the ascension. Jesus came and descended and came and walked among us and walked in flesh. But there came a day when he was crucified, raised from the dead, and led them out as far as Bethany and blessed them and was taken up into heaven. You see what I'm saying? There he is. So now it's called his ascension. His ascension. Everybody has to, from a baby, ascend. As a Christian, ascend. If you stay, you get stuck. You get bored somewhat. If you don't talk to God every day, how could you not be bored? Somebody say, how can I talk to God? Well, he knows. Just talk to him. You say, Lord, I don't know much, but here I am. Just talk to God, right? Okay, now, so the main purpose for you in life, the number one ultimate purpose, is for God to have you in his church, in his kingdom, where you take your part and God raises you up to do what you are to do, just like working for a company. God takes the things that are made, Romans 1 and 20, the things that are made, and shows us the things that are invisible, even from the end of the earth, even the eternal Godhead. So God takes a river, a stream, and shows you how the Spirit of God flows. You can see that? How the Spirit of God flows. You see that? He'll take a rock, and Jesus is a solid rock. So you can see this rock is the way Jesus is. There he is. I come back the next day, he's still there. If you didn't move him, right? Don't move him now unless he tells you to go up. Don't be moving God around. So anyway, that's what it is. My purpose in life, thank God for my wife, thank God for my children, but my ultimate purpose is for God. What am I to do for the Lord to help him in his church so other people can come in and find him and know him and ascend in progress up into him all the way?
Yes, sir.
That seek ye what? First. First, foremost, last and all, the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all these other things will be added unto you. They will. All of them. So, what do I get out of that? Well, one thing, being born again, I get eternal life. Secondly, I get to know God. There's nobody can help you like God can. There's nobody can feel in you like you can feel God dealing with you. Nothing in the whole world. Nothing. Nothing. You see that? Yes. Nothing at all. So, what does God do if you say, okay, Lord, I want to really be part of your kingdom? Yes, I have my husband, wife, children, or don't have a husband, don't have a wife, don't have children, whatever. Here I am. What do I do? God will assign everybody in the world for a purpose and something inside his church. The number one thing, so God has said in the church, first apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, evangelist, for the perfecting of the saints, perfecting, see that, completed, for the edifying of the body of Christ, that word edifying, structure, order, look it up, Greek, structure, order, government. Everywhere you go, you're under government. How many see that's the way it is?
Yes.
Everybody is under something. Everybody. You believe that so?
Yes, sir.
You're under it. Well, how good it is who you under. If you're under the right person, it is a flow. It's a pouring. Rain pours. 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 From my brain, you see this right here? It comes down into my body. But my spirit man is down here. I'm born again down here. And then God has to, he's king here. And he has to make my soul servant.
Yes, sir.
My soul, my mind, emotions, will, to serve what God wants me to do. And make my body a slave that will do what God wants, what my soul says, and here I am. So he sent some in the church, apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. They're leaders for the perfecting, the completion, the perfecting, the maturing of the saints. For the edifying of the body, the order, the government, the structure, on and on and on and on. What's your place? Where you fit? What is this? What? You can only be your best at what giftings God gave you. Whatever giftings God gave you, that's what you can be your best. Not everybody can be some professional ball player. You're not gifted, right? You can go try. You can't become like they can. Well, everybody has to find out what you're supposed to do in life. What do I do? But the big thing is, what do I do for God?
Amen.
So everybody has a place in God, if you will allow it to be. But here's the good thing. You want to see this?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 6 and 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love that you have showed toward his name in that you minister to the saints, and you do minister. God is not unrighteous to forget what I do for him. And don't you be unrighteous to forget what God does for you. You see that? Aren't you glad that God takes notice of everything you do? He's not there with a stick trying to split your head wide open. But he might give you a little whipping sometime. He will. Anybody had a little whipping from God? I have before. Kind of pulled me in line, So anyway, it's okay. I tell you what, he whips you to save you. He whips you to heal you. He whips you to make you better. So one thing about it, his whipping, they don't last all day. if you'll surrender. All right, so God is not unrighteous. He's not unjust. He's not unrighteous. He's not unjust to forget. To lose out of his mind, to forget what you have showed toward his name, that you have manifested toward his name, give yourself holy, in that you minister to the saints, believers, Christian saints, people of God. You minister what God will not forget. Listen to me. According to scriptures, he won't forget what you do. The most important thing is what you do for him and what you do for the people of God.
Yes, sir.
Now, please hear me. That's what it says right there. The Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, as far as we know.
Yes,
he's not unrighteous. He's not unjust to forget. He will not forget any good thing. He won't forget. But especially what you do for him. Anybody here?
Yes, sir.
Well, we must all be continually, and a lot of people don't know this, we must all be continually engaged in ministry. Yes. You have a domestic house, you have this, yes you do. If you have a husband and wife, yes. If you have children, yes. If you have a job, yes. If you have a business, yes. Have to keep up the yard, yes. Part of life, right? But what God is interested in is how are you toward him and what are you doing for him? What you do for others, He appreciates it, and he rewards you. But what you do for him is never, ever forgotten, because he's not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love. You see what I'm saying? See that right there? Okay, so we must all be continuously engaged in ministry some way. Everyone was born to be continuously engaged in ministry. God in ministry to be the main focus of their life. The number one focus in my life is God in what I do, period. God in ministry is the main focus of your life and the people of God. He wants you to engage with him all the time. Do you see? So the church was started by apostles, New Testament church. The church of the apostles, book of Acts. Apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists. Well, when you use the term apostolic, a lot of people don't even know what that is. It means it's like the church that started, that Jesus started through the apostles. That's what it means. It's what it means. And there's a doctrine. There's an evangelistic doctrine. There's a pastoral doctrine. All of it's God. There's a teaching doctrine. There's a prophetic doctrine. There's an apostolic doctrine. The highest is apostolic. It's going to take you through all steps of everything. It surely will. So, does that mean that people, evangelistic doctrine, they don't have God? No. Or pastoral doctrine, they don't. If you have the top, you have all the rest. You know about the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the prophet, the apostle. You know about it all. The church was started by apostles. So, when people say that, they don't know that term apostolic. It is the church of the apostles of the New Testament. Yes, church. If we have a real, real, real church, it will be after that pattern. It doesn't mean that other people don't have God, but they don't have enough God, maybe. How many see what I'm saying?
Yes,
that's the way it works. Now, that we will give ourselves continually, diligently, continually, assiduously attend all exercises. When I grew up, every time the doors opened, all the people were there. All of them. So you give yourselves continuously, assiduously to all services, all practices. Somebody said, I don't have time. Well, you may be thinking you don't have time, but if you'll find out how to take time, your life will be blessed more. So you don't leave out the domestics. Don't leave out the biologicals. You can't leave off your job. Can't leave off your business. How many see that?
Yes, sir.
Have to pay taxes. Can't leave that off. The whole deal. Everything. Everything's all, you know, you have to take care of all of it. So that we may give ourselves continually to prayer, the minister of the word. Now, the apostle Paul told son Timothy not to neglect the gift of God that is in thee, which was given unto thee. Did you know that every one of you, there are different Greek words. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew and Aramaic, then translated into English by the King James translators in 1611. So we can, English speaking people, we can read it. But you have to go back to the Hebrew and the Aramaic and the Old Testament to find out sometimes the root and the full meaning. Then the New Testament was written in Greek. In Greek. Jesus came and he could speak Aramaic. He could speak Hebrew. He could do all that. So a word, charisma. What is a charisma? A charisma is an enablement. It's an enablement that God gives you. Neglect not the gift of God. So everybody has a gift of God inside you to do something for God. Everybody. There's no one living that doesn't have giftings to do something for God. There's no one living that doesn't have giftings to do something in a workplace. Everybody has given giftings to God. Charisma. The Greek word. So charisma. Till I come give attendance. We'll talk about charisma here a little bit. Till I come give attendance to reading, to exhortation of doctrine. In other words, the Apostle Paul said, son Timothy, spiritual son Timothy, till I come and see you, you keep studying the Bible. Stay in the doctrine.
Yes, sir.
The doctrine is, there's a doctrine of salvation. There's a doctrine of consecration. There are different doctrines, right? Doctrine. Like you have different parts of the government, on and on and on. So, give attendance to reading, in other words, staying up with God. Keep reminding yourself that God always made ministry his first priority in life. That's what he would do. And to the exhortation and doctrine, all right? Neglect not the gift of God that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy. with the laying on of hands of the presbytery. Yes. Neglect not, don't put it aside, don't make light of it. Don't make light of the gift of God, the word charisma. Charisma is a divine gratuity. It's something that God gives, a gratuity. It's something God gives, a divine gratuity. It's actually deliverance from danger. What God puts inside you can convict you enough to keep you out of danger, to keep you out of sin. Come on, somebody. Say, okay, for your conscience, I can't do that. But something bigger than my conscience is my spirit man. Down here, God says, no, don't do that. Cause you trouble. Cause you trouble, right? See that? And so if you don't obey it, you get in trouble. All right. So a spiritual qualification, a religious qualification, a spiritual endowment. Everybody is endowed by giftings that was given to thee by prophecy. In other words, the Apostle Paul is talking to his spiritual son, Timothy. Timothy, in Acts 16, his father was a Greek. Doesn't mean a Greek can't serve God, but his father didn't serve God. And his mother and grandma, Eunice and Lois, they were serving the Lord. And the Apostle Paul, and he was the only man in the church, well recognized. The Apostle Paul comes by on a trip and says, him would I have come with me? Went and took the boy away from them. Well, it was because God had called him. So he became, son Timothy became his spiritual ministry son. I have no man like-minded, he said. He said he has the same mind as I do. All right, so he was telling him here, he said, this gift that's given you, this divine influence upon the heart, the spirit and the soul, and this reflection in the life. He said it was given you by prophecy. He said the Lord saw that and prophesied what you would do, spoke it out, and he said, and by the laying on of the hands. Now watch this right here. The word hands in Greek is chair, C-H-E-I-R, or I-E-R, chair, kaimon. Laying on of hands then was not just that, but there was something that poured out of the hand to the person. Think about love deep down inside you pours out to others. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? God pours himself out to you. If you pour yourself out to him, he will pour himself out to you without a doubt. How many don't want mind God pouring himself out upon you? Raining on me, Lord, keep it coming. How many see that? So, neglect not the gift of God. So everybody has a gift of God inside you to do something for God. Everybody. Everybody is endowed by giftings that was given to thee to do something for God. How many see that? That's the way it is. You see that, everybody? Hallelujah. Praise God.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.